T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And back on Total Information AM, joined now by Bill Pennington, author, New York Times sports writer. The book right now is called Chumps to Champs, about the New York Yankees' worst team ever that eventually became a dynasty. But Bill is also at the PGA Championships right now. Bill, good morning and welcome to KMOX.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's start with where you are, since you're standing at Bethpage right now. And tell me about the environment at a major, particularly a major where Tiger Woods is a couple of weeks off of what seems like a rebirth.
Yeah, well, he's obviously the headliner here. I mean, it's, the crowds that were following him are immense. And Graham McDowell, the U.S. Open champion a few years back, said yesterday, he was saying, well, we probably got about 50,000 people on the grounds, and 40,000 are following Tiger, and 5,000 are in the merchandise tent, and the other 5,000 are trying to find Tiger so they can follow him.
Sounds like a fun environment to be in, I bet.
Yeah, well, it's very, the weather's good, and it's been a pretty electric atmosphere around him. It's a tough task to stay competitive in all these majors, and he took all the time off between the Masters and here. This is his first time back, so it's you could see the challenge in trying to get back into the swing of things.
Now, your book is about the Yankees. Of course, we're a Cardinals town, so I'm going to broaden the question a little bit. What did you discover as you delved into how the Yankees had one of their worst teams, grew it into those great teams of the 90s and early 2000s? What did you discover was the secret sauce, if there was a secret sauce, for a team that is either bad or just not up to expectations and helping it evolve into greatness?
Well, I think the answer to that is that the formula that's worked for decades, which is to build from within and have a really good scouting system and a really good minor league system, continues to be the way to do it. That's how they got. Now, the Yankees teams in the early 90s were not just bad. They were a laughingstock of baseball. They had the worst record in baseball. They had been trading away all their top prospects. They were doing the opposite of everything that seems to be the model of success. And so they were fortunate. And in this particular case, this revival starts with their owner, George Steinbrenner, being suspended permanently from baseball in 1990, which turns out to be a catalyst for them, when he's no longer running things day to day, they refigured the minor league system and the scouting system, and they started drafting and signing different people and being able to hold on to them and develop them, and it proved to be successful. I mean, they got Mariano Rivera in 1990 for $2,000 as a free agent. They signed Jorge Posada, the catcher, as a free agent for $30,000. These are all brilliant moves that pay tremendous dividends. And I think even now you can see parallels that, whether it's the Houston Astros model or, any number of teams, that's how you had to get successful 25 years ago, and it's how you have to get successful now as well.
One thing about that model that you hear a lot of criticism anymore is the fact that a big part of that is having the high draft choices, and you see teams, you could accuse them of tanking on purpose. Maybe they're just playing young guys too early so they can get them the experience so they can be great. But no matter how you slice it, you definitely end up with a pretty significant segment of teams in Major League Baseball that look like they're not even trying to win. Does that become a little frustrating for you as a fan?
Yeah, and I think there is other ways to do it besides the wholesale, we have to be the worst team. I mean, yes, it helps to have high draft picks, but I think as has been proven in this particular case, as I said, the Yankees were very shrewd in the people that they signed. I mean, yes, Derek Jeter was a high draft pick, but Bernie Williams was a free agent signing. They signed him when he was 17 years old, so that's having a lot of foresight. As I said, there was Rivera, there was Posada, Andy Pettitte, the pitcher, was also a free agent signed. So I think there's more than one way to do it. I think look at the Red Sox. I mean, they had a little bit of a down period, but they weren't horrible for two or three years like Houston was. I mean, I think it doesn't have to be just a fire sale and then you rebuild the house.
Have you looked at the National League at all this year? Because the Cardinals look like they may be in the most competitive division in baseball at this point, at least top to bottom.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team. I mean, you know, the Cardinals are strong up the middle, and they got some good young players. It is National League is in flux. But then again, some of the people you expect to be good are good. So I think it's going to be an interesting baseball season in general. I mean, it's sort of good, and the Red Sox stumbled out of the gate. I think it would have been a little bit boring if they just came out and, you know, started winning 70% of their games they're just going to be the team to watch again. I think there's been some good developments in that way.
And going kind of big picture in all of sports here, I love the title Chumps to Champs, and I think everybody loves that underdog becomes the great story, and we've seen it this year here in St. Louis, almost a microcosm of it, where the St. Louis Blues were dead last in the NHL on January 3rd and now are playing in the Western Conference Finals. You have other examples of it. Really, even Tiger Woods, he was washed up and dead, according to many, and now he's back at a high level. How important is it to sports to have that chumps to champs story?
Well, I think it's vital, really. I think everybody who follows sports loves comeback stories and or against the odds stories. I mean, the 1980 Olympic hockey team, when the century ended and Sports Illustrated was asking and trying to poll people as to what was the greatest sporting event in the 20th century in the United States, that team, that game, beating the Soviets in that game, came out first. So, you know, that's not even, that's a sport that's not even mainstream in some parts of the country, hockey. And certainly, Olympic hockey, I mean, who would ever imagine that would be such a prominent thing? But why is it? Because it was the ultimate, chumps to champs. It was the ultimate event where a bunch of, college kids who weren't well known at all, overcome this juggernaut. And so I think that's one of the things that people tune into athletics for, is to see the underdog do well. And part of it maybe is that, some of the fans watching or at some time in their own career felt like they were the underdog, whether it was in Little League Baseball or wherever they were, and would envision or maybe even live through a situation where for that day they were the best ones out there. So, and, there's a lot of appeal for that. It's one of the athletics and sports in general is one of those places where those things can happen. It doesn't happen quite as often probably in business as it does in athletics, frankly.
Bill Pennington, the book is called Chumps to Champs, How the Worst Team in Yankees History Led to the 90s Dynasty. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on KMOX.
My pleasure. It was fun talking with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.